This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
I know you can't give away the secret, but I got to ask. How y'all get all these guests to invest us, bro? Y'all got 900 people, and then I'm sure LeBron going to come at the last minute. But, like, what is the blueprint for getting guests to be a part of these events? Like, if you don't want to tell, you don't have to. But even when I saw the CJ McCollum thing, which I was excited about because I don't think people realize how great of an investor he is.
They don't.
It prompted me, like, what are you doing actively to get these? And I know, so, and explain how long it takes for some of these relationships to come through. Like, even a Swiss thing on Revolt, that was a work for 2 years.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's all relationships, honestly. Like, that's the secret behind this whole situation. I feel like sometimes it takes years. It's like, you know, it's like a garden. Some fruits, some crops take years to actually, you know, come to fruition, and some take a couple of months or a day. Yeah. So, you know, you might meet somebody in the club and then, you know, it's an instant relationship right away. Or you might have to, you know, work with somebody for, you know, a couple of years to actually have a relationship with them. But it's all a domino effect off of relationships, like, you know, from meeting one person, then connecting with another person, and then connecting with another person. And then, of course, you know, them seeing enough value in it to actually want to do it. That's always beneficial as well. So it's like the law of inertia. Like, once you get hot, you know, you just gotta keep the ball rolling, pour gasoline on the fire, and then you know, you just attract more energy. But yeah, it's all personal relationships. You know, we've been able to develop pretty much relationships with everybody. We're at least one degree from everybody, so we can call for anybody at this point in time. Not to say that we can get anybody. We know at least a person that has a relationship with somebody. So, you know, Diddy, that took a few years to cultivate that relationship. But by the time we got it, you know, we booked them on just a text, personal text. That was it. It wasn't through a PR firm. It wasn't through a manager. It wasn't through, you know, a booking agency. It was just a voice note. And then 2 minutes later, he responded, and that was done. Robert Smith, you know, a person that we got introduced to through Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey, a person that we got introduced to Tabidi.
Tabidi through
Nicole.
Nicole.
So, yeah. Domino effect there. You know, somebody like Rich Paul, you know, building that relationship with a lot of people in LA, on the UTA side and
Spring Hill team.
Spring Hill. And it's just, you know, a matter of time. And when we first had the first Zoom call with him, and the Zoom call was actually just like an introduction. We was doing an episode and we spoke about, you know, a variety of other things that wasn't even planned on that conversation. And then, you know, we just, another thing is you got to be in the right places at the right time too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we go to a lot of different places. We go to the NBA All-Star game. We go to the Super Bowl. We go to F1, and you know, all these different places. This is where the people actually are. So now
that's not gonna reply to your DM. You got to see him in person.
Yeah. So now it's like, you know, you can actually see somebody physically. It's one thing to just, you know, shoot them an email, shoot them a text, but when you actually get to see somebody, it makes it a more, you know, relatable situation where it's like, okay, I know this person, you know, we have a conversation, we might have a, you know, drink or two, eat, and now you develop a real relationship. So pretty much 90% of the people that are on InvestFest are all through personal relationships. Like I said, we don't really go through like booking agencies or managers too much. It's just more so like, you know this person, or meet this person directly, or you know, sometimes just DM a person, or, you know, different things like that. And one person like Lala Anthony that comes through, Terrence J, that's his personal friend. And he thought that, you know, she would be a good fit for InvestFest, reached out to her. She was interested in coming. So that was a relationship that, you know, he made. And then, you know, so it's one of those situations. It's like I said, it's no set science behind it. But once again, it just goes back to relationships, something that we talk about all the time. Always talk about how to build relationships and the art of building relationships, how to cultivate relationships, different things of that nature. And that's how we was able to get all of these people, a lot of people. But yeah, it's just, you know, and then of course, a platform that we have is tremendous.
Yeah,
doesn't hurt.
You know, this show, we've met people from doing this show, Earn Your Leisure, of course, because that's a guest every single week. Assets over liabilities, very useful tool. We've been able to establish relationships with people from that show, or further strengthen relationships that we already have from that show. So yeah, that's beneficial. Having a show where you interview people is always a good way to kind of establish relationships. So yeah, that's the deal.
That's the blueprint. It I mean, we say that all the time. Like, you got it when you get in the space, you got to make sure that you're adding value. And so even if it doesn't happen in that moment, just be patient, never take it personal, and keep going. Like you said, you brought up the Swiss situation. That was over 2 years in the making. 2 years in the making. And that really starts, and shout out to Charlamagne, who introduced us to Nicole, who was a talent manager at Black Effect. She was like, look, I know his manager, Mo. So shout out to Mo. Got in contact with Mo. Every time something comes up, yo, if he's interested, we have some availability for him. It didn't work out. Never took it personal. Every time there was an opportunity, whether it was MSG, I was like, yo, this would be great. We're going to be in New York. It'd be great. Time, it didn't work. You know, one time we flew out to California in the hopes of sitting down with him in X-Pass. And so it was like, the timing wasn't great. It was like, all right, well, when the timing does come, we'll be ready. And as you see, for Assets Over Liabilities, we were able to sit down with him, but still keeping a relationship with Mo, and then figuring out his other manager. Shout out to Courtney. And Courtney, we recognized him because he was DJ Khaled's manager. And then we knew Lenny S was also managing Khaled. So it was like all these people in the same space. So it's it's one phone call of separation. And then that from that, Maverick Carter comes because Cal is there. Oh, we meet Maverick. And now there's a relationship with Maverick. And so we just keep these lines of communication open. Never really ask anybody for anything other than, like, if you're available, we'd love to have you come add some value. So most people are like, yeah, of course. I want to help. I love what you guys are doing because you are adding value. Even if, like you said, the CJ McCollum thing, we met him at the All-Star game.
Yeah.
We were waiting outside to go into Chris Paul's party. And he walked over and he was like, yo, I love y'all guys. First thing he says, I love y'all guys.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, at the time they had just put out the article that he makes an investment every year. He makes a new investment in his portfolio. Every single year, he doesn't miss a year of adding something to the portfolio. And I was like, we gotta talk to you. Like, we gotta sit down. And his response is like, I'm not ready yet. I want y'all are the big leagues. I gotta make sure that I have everything in line before I come and sit down with y'all. And I'm like, trust me, bro. Portfolio speaks.
It's for itself.
You're ready. And so now to have him at InvestFest is incredible. But that was almost 8 months ago, right? Mm-hmm. So everything happens in its own time. It's never going to happen on your time. Well, most times it won't happen on your time, but it'll happen in God's time. So be patient with it. Keep open levels of communication and be good to people, man. That's the part that gets overlooked. Just be good to people. Be a good person. Be good to people. Treat them with respect. Value their time. And most times, more times than not, man, you'll see a lineup like what InvestFest is, because we've always carried that with us everywhere we go.
It's all about relationships. And
sometimes
people don't fully understand relationships. And you have to be extremely, you have to think bigger than just yourself. Sometimes somebody might look at a relationship and be like, well, I'm not benefiting from this relationship, so I'm not supporting the relationship. But you might benefit off of the intangibles that come that you don't even realize will come from it. So this is extremely important for people to understand. That's a major part of being in a relationship and building relationships, is to make relationships happen, to be a bridge, and to be selfish. So Larry Morrow is a perfect example of that.
Why you keep adding L to his name?
He's a person that has connected us to a few different people, actually. And he's been a bridge to Mike Novogratz. He's been a bridge to Sean from Spiritual Word, and a variety of other people, where he's never personally benefited from any of those relationships. But it's the intangibles that come down the line that I'm sure he probably will benefit from. But that's not even his purpose of actually making that relationship. So sometimes people don't fully understand things in the moment because they only worry about, like, I gotta eat off of this right now. If I'm not eating off of this situation right now, then I'm not supporting the situation. But in relationship building 101, you have to find ways to make relationships happen, bridge relationships, support relationships that don't benefit you.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes a lot of understanding to understand that. Because, you know, it's human nature, right? Most people, in the grand scheme of life, the number one rule in life is self-preservation. That's what humans, everybody has to, you have to worry about yourself first. So in everybody's core, that's their premise of, like, how does this help me? But when you fully elevate from that, that's when you can become special. But it takes a special person to fully understand that.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each, then get flavorful Tyson natural boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.